you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
It is 18433.
18433, correct?
Yep.
Thank you. Can the first and last name that is on the account you're calling in about today?
It is Dennis Hoffman.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, and can I have the first, the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
It is 113 Gorham Ave, Mayfield, PA.
Thank you for that. I'm locating the account with that information.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like it was a trial that you initially had that was made on the 9th of July. After that initial 14-day trial ended, you were going to be billed the full price for that watch, sir.
And I wanted to see about returning it.
I completely understand, sir. May I ask how it's working for you today, sir?
Works all right. I just can't get it connected, and I can't get messages and stuff with it. It's just not connecting right. I haven't been able to figure it out.
Okay, sir. Okay, you're having trouble syncing it to your phone.
Yeah. I mean, it syncs the time, but I can't sync, like, the heartbeat and all that. I get all of it on the watch, but it doesn't sync with my phone.
So what you want to do, if you're having trouble syncing it, is what you want to do is power off your phone completely and power it back on. Make sure you power off, you basically turn off the Bluetooth function, and when you turn it back on, you know, reconnect the Bluetooth. It just may be a little delay in that connection to the Bluetooth.
Is that what it says to do? When I see it, the directions it give you doesn't really say anything like that.
Yes, that's what you can do if you're having a delay with the connection with the Bluetooth, because it's working through Bluetooth to get all of that to sync.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, just in general, Bluetooth can be disconnected, like if you're connecting a new device. So sometimes,
right,
from what I found is from powering off the both devices together and repowering it back on, it seems to help.
Yeah, because even when I'd be sitting right here with my internet even, and every time I go to set it, it dings like it's hooked up.
Hmm.
And
let
then
me
it
see.
Says it is, and then it turns around and it's not. It says it's not binding.
Hmm. Let me see what more we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and look over the account and see what we can do for you about that.
Maybe.
Place you on a brief hold real quick. Thank you for your
okay.
patience. Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is, I do see as of right now, the only thing you've been billed for is the initial 95, what I can do is place a extension for you today to give you a full 30 days to try the watch, sir. Would you like me to go ahead and place that 30-day extension on the account for you?
That would be fine. I don't want anything else shipped to me, though. I want to end that.
I understand. I can go ahead and place that extension, and there'd be a day to call back if you would like me to place it. I can go ahead and get that placed on the account for you today.
Yeah, if you could do that, and I'll try what you said to do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get it placed for you.
Because I like the watch. Like I said, I just can't get it synced right.
I understand, and I'm sorry you're having trouble with that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and place this extension, and that should give you more time to try to, you know, get it to set up properly.
I'll do what you said there. See what happens.
I'm here still. Thank you. I'm just getting that extension placed for you.
No problem.
How's the weather over there? I'm sorry, what was that?
It said I could hear you breathing anyhow. So.
I'm too loud? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's so loud.
Allergies. Sorry about that.
Why, where are you at?
Yes, I'm in Florida, sir. Summer's just for me is, my allergies are just lovely.
Yeah.
I'm originally from California, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not used to the East Coast pollen.
Yeah, the same up here.
No, I apologize for.
Sorry.
Sound a little. I'm almost done with that extension for you. And then I'll give you the day to call back to cancel once I get it finished.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By then, maybe I'll have it figured out, like it enough to keep it.
Like, I know from experience, whenever I get a new device and you have to connect the Bluetooth, I've had that same issue happen, like, with my iPod for my, speaker.
Right.
So I find when I power both of them off at the same time and then power them back on, it syncs properly. And sometimes I have to, like, initially delete the previous connection. Because if you go in there and you don't, erase that previous connection, it'll just continue to reconnect to that broken connection. So I found that helps me with all my devices. Give it a try and see what happens.
What's up with a wear fit, I guess it says. And it says it's connected on my phone, but when I go to read anything that there might be a record of, and it says it's not binded, so.
Yeah, it just may just be like a brief, tiny disconnection. It may have not synced properly when you first synced it, and that happens when you do the whole Bluetooth process. Sometimes it's just you have to delete that old, already established connection by erasing it and then re-syncing it all together.
Okay.
And I find, just for any device that uses Bluetooth, when you go ahead and erase it, power both off, then power on the phone or iPod first, and then power on the one that you're connecting it to, it seems to work. Mm-hmm.
Fire Stick is the same way for a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you got to restart it.
Yeah. Like, especially when there's all that weather issues, they like to be stinkers, Just needs a little helping hand, so I went ahead and placed that 30-day extension for you, sir. The day you're going to want to call back to cancel, sir, is going to be the 7th of August, sir, okay?
7th of August, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And is there anything else I can do for you? I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
I'd say that gives me a 30 days altogether, then.
Yes, sir.
Because I ordered it the 9th. Oh, yeah. Okay. No problem.
That should give you more than enough time to get, you know, get figured out and try it, see how you like and all that. And then, you know, if you decide to call back and cancel, if you can call back to cancel if you're not, that can give you all that time to do all that. And actually, yes, sir?
From the recurring shipment deal or whatever there, right?
So after the, you know, after that trial ends with the extension, if you don't call it back to cancel, then you'll be billed for the product. It won't be any reoccurring.
Yeah, because it says if I don't cancel this,
you'll be billed
the next product or
so. So what you'll be billed is for the product you already received during the trial. But, you know, again, there's that extension on the account I placed. Even if you decided, you know, you can just call back and cancel on that date and cancel
the account.
So this
is all I have to worry about on this account is this watch.
Yes, that's the only thing I see that you have on the account.
Okay, because, the other, there was two other things, like when I was looking at this ad, it was for earbuds and for the keto grab.
So it looks like it offered you to have the keto, but you declined it.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, so there's that's not on it. It's just the watch.
All right, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I didn't want to get whacked with. Okay.
Yeah, no, and again, it's just an extension on the initial trial, and then you have a little more time to try it, and then the day to cancel, and if you decide, you know, you do want, you like it, then it would bill, you know, if you don't cancel, then it will bill you for the watch itself.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. What was your name then?
My name is Joseph, sir.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, sir. And is there anything else I can do for you?
All set. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All
and
right.
Thank you so much for calling customer support.
No problem.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye.